Welcome to The Workus, a place where you can hear and share stories about workplace injuries and occupational illness. I'm Daryl Rochelle from the Alberta Workers' Health Centre, and I'm the Workus attendant. In 2005, more workers died from occupational illness than from workplace accidents. Coming up, a story about getting hurt on the job. But first, have you been hurt at work? Or do you have a story about someone you know who has been hurt on the job? If so, please come see me after you've listened to this story, because I want to record your story for The Workus. Here's a story about a flag girl who was killed on the job in Edmonton.
In July 30th, 1990, my cousin was a summer student from Calgary. Very bright, independent, very popular girl. Quiet and loved by her family. She took a summer job. It was hard to find summer jobs then for summer students. And her family was here, so she came from Calgary. And landed up by getting a summer job on a work site, work crew. She was a flag girl. Working just outside, kind of east of Edmonton. So she was working on site one day and was helping the crew check the rigs and the trucks. And as she was behind one of the big trucks, the driver of that truck didn't realize she was there and backed up and essentially pinned her in between two vehicles. And obviously she was killed instantly. It was a very, obviously very tragic event. And it was not only hard for her family to get that kind of news, but it was also very hard on the crew. I recall the crew, a lot of them getting counseling, and they had some assistance even on site, because the accident was caused a lot of physical injury to her as well. She was decapitated, and so it was very tragic for the crew to be on site working with her. And because she was so lovely and gentle, it was a very sad issue, and there was a lot of discussion and media attention after the event. And
do you think it could have been prevented?
Oh, completely. There was some people almost blamed her in some ways. Even the wife of the driver, still 10 years after the event, holds strong that it was due to the fact that she wasn't trained properly. In my view, it was sheer negligence on the part of the driver. A lot of investigation arising out of it, and the RCMP felt clearly it was driver error, and the crews just weren't paying attention. A lot of crew members around at the time, and it was a very busy site. But still, even from the investigation, the family had a lot of grounds to create a legal action, and nothing ever came of it. But there was a lot of difficulty arising out of the site and investigation arising out of it.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
That was Michelle. She lost her cousin in a workplace accident on July the 30th, 1990. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work. Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for The Workus. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in The Workus. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Center.
I took most of the weight. I went to lift him into there, and I felt something pop under my back.
Out of that collision, I ended up with a full-blown case of post-traumatic stress. I was off work for approximately 6 months, returned.
She was there, and backed up and essentially pinned her in between two vehicles. And obviously she was killed instantly. It was a very, obviously very tragic event.